Exodus 20. You've got Bibles there. If you want to follow it, you'll recognize it. It's the Ten Commandments. It's on page 77. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven, above, or on the earth, beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, not the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honour your father and your mother, so you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox, donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Obviously, I haven't had time to prepare this, so I'm reading straight from it. So if for your own sanity you want to just close your eyes and listen to the words, it might be better for you. God's perfect law. It's the end of another week. When did you last slow down enough to check in on yourself? Honest self-reflection and consistent gratitude are keys to a healthy spiritual life. Let this be your nudge to make space today. Share the reminder with someone else too. Although Exodus is a historical narrative by genre, it's laced with deeper meaning. Today's scene depicts the introduction of God's Ten Commandments. These laws have been central to Christian ethical musing for a millennia. As Christians, we know we're not under the Old Testament law as a covenant. Jesus came as a saviour to fulfil the law and initiate a new covenant with us, founded upon grace. Nevertheless, we also know all scripture, including the Ten Commandments, is God-breathed and useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking and training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Consequently, this episode can impact us today, wherever we are. Are you open to that possibility? While you can spend hours unpacking the Ten Commandments, we're just asking today, what was the heart behind these laws? Was God trying to spoil the Israelites' fun with rules, or is it something different? The answer, unsurprisingly, is something different. God gave the Ten Commandments to define life. He wanted his people to live before him. Each commandment reflects his character, teaching us how to relate to God and each other. God enfolded his very heart within these instructions. And as we examine them, we discover that God is what God is like. Luckily, we don't have to undertake the investigation alone. While Jesus walked the planet, he helped us unpack the law's meaning for our day. When asked what the greatest commandment was, Jesus responded, "Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. This is profound. Jesus helps us see the heart of the law, teaching us to interpret it through the lens of himself. He simultaneously shows us how to retrospectively interpret the Ten Commandments. When you read them again, you'll see the first four are about loving God, and the following six are about loving your neighbour. Love is the essence of it all. This then is why we're here, to love God and to love others. It's much simpler than we often make it. God's law reflects his heart when you view the Ten Commandments like this. You will better know the perfect Father you follow. He's a God who loves you unconditionally and desires the same in return. Love is the economy of his kingdom. Let's contemplate how we can put love into action today as we finish in prayer. Sovereign Father, we thank you for the love you send us. We thank you for the guidance of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we ask that each one of us goes out and loves thy neighbour and cares for the people that you put in front of us. Just guide us, Lord, under your commandments, with a Jesus Christ by our side and carrying us when we need carrying. In your glorious name, Jesus. Amen.